What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It certainly is loaded up today with all kinds of great stuff with you. At 12:30, we're going to go to Israel. Ambassador Mike Huckabee, he's the president's point person who went to Gaza recently, which is in the center of the universe. I will tell you why, I like Jeanine Pirro going after criminals. But I don't like all the hate crime nonsense. I don't care if it's on our side or not saying all that stuff. Now, I realize some of it has to be said to get the death penalty in Washington, but just too much. But first, we have an unbelievable lawyer and an unbelievable fighter. And probably, not probably, he is the most prominent Italian-American in our region. And that is necessary given the bias that's out there, exhibited by, Jim Kenney. He is bigoted beyond belief. He's the guy that took away Columbus Day. I mean, they took away the statue. They put it in a box that I have on my wall at home, a part of the covering from that, thanks to George. I don't know what souvenir I can ask for with this decision now. That Columbus Day is Columbus Day. Let's go to the man who saved Columbus Day, kind of like saving Christmas, George Baqueta. George, congratulations. The wins keep on coming, and it's not just a fighter. I put on my just law school hat. This is skillful legal argument that was compelling here.
Thank you, Dom. You know, it's so gratifying and rewarding to finally get to the merits of the matter and getting past all of the procedural roadblocks that the city tried to put up and all of the motions and the delay tactics and so on and so forth. You know, we've been fighting this case for 4 years.
Wow.
We finally got an en banc panel of the Commonwealth Court, 7 judges, all agreed, absolutely, positively, illegal executive order, can't do it. Mayor had no right to do it. Mayor violated the city charter, among other things. And they remanded the matter. This is very unusual, Dom. They remanded the matter to the trial judge, not for further considerations on his part, with strict instructions to enter judgment that the executive order is illegal, that Columbus Day shall be reinstated as a city holiday. So, of course, after such a long battle, I'm particularly gratified and elated by it all.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it takes. You have the resources, you have the will, you have the legal skill. They're on the city dime. These guys like Kenny and the others, they just do this delay forever. What do they care? Even though the merits of it ultimately are clear, we have to go through this. So, George, this is big. And what I would like to join with, and I see in some of the comments you made, we have to make this the biggest Columbus Day ever, just
Absolutely.
As a statement, because it is coming
Absolutely.
Off this. Yeah.
And, Dom, I think they should name you the Grand Marshal and let you take a hold of that Columbus Day parade and broadcast it and make it the best parade we've had in many, many years.
Well, that is, when I look at some of the former Grand Marshals, that would be the honor of a lifetime. You, Jody, people like that, Frank Rizzo. It is great. So I have to ask Greg if we can broadcast from there. I realize it's on a Sunday, but I will start to, do that, because this is going to be, as I said, bigger than ever before, and we have to call people. And George, you're busy with other things. Often when something like this comes up, people that have moved away from the city, Washington Township, places like that, they are drawn back to fight for this. It's amazing. It's not just people in the city.
No, you're absolutely right, Dom. And, the feedback, the decision came out yesterday morning at about 8:30 in the morning. And the feedback I've gotten from Italian-Americans throughout the Delaware Valley, not just Philadelphia, but all over, has been really, really overwhelming. And I'm telling you, Dom, we should start that campaign right now. You should be the Grand Marshal. You have been a tireless advocate for all things Columbus and all things rule of law and sensible. And I think you'd be the ideal Grand Marshal for this year's Columbus Day celebration.
Well, George, thank you. If with your grace, move that forward, I would tell you, hey, there might be some protesters, but that's good. It's more crowd. It's more people coming out for Columbus.
They'd come out for you, Dom. I'm sure they would come out in a very big way.
What is there a theme, George, that you know of for this year, though? This certainly has to be mentioned and talked about after the parade with all the events down there. What's happened here?
Well, who's crucial in that regard is Jody Della Barber.
Yeah.
That. She's the queen of Italian Americans down in South Philly, and she's always got her finger on the pulse. So I'm going to speak with her, and maybe we could have her on the show. And
oh, absolutely.
Kind of go over things. It would be really great. But, putting all that aside, the decision that we've obtained from the Commonwealth Court is also remarkable in the sense that it's really one of the first and leading decisions concerning the separation of powers between the executive branch of the Philadelphia government and city council, the legislative branch.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it's painful reading going through the decision. It's some 40 pages long, and there's a lot of technicalities in there. But beyond just this Columbus Day holiday matter, there's a lot of significance to that ruling for many other matters that take place in the city. And I'm going to give you one example. On Monday, there's going to be an injunction hearing where I'm counsel concerning whether the mayor's office had the right to install concrete barriers on Pine and Spruce Streets for the bike lanes.
Right.
And there's a very serious problem with what the mayor's now doing, because, again, it violates the separation of powers. Those types of legislative acts are reserved to city council, not the mayor. But the mayor and her administration now, and I'm not trying to be overly critical of Mayor Parker. I think she's done a lot of good things. But some of her departments, the streets department in particular, are exceeding their authority. And what they really need to do is they need to go to city council and get council involved. But they just can't do it unilaterally.
And George, this is for people that live there that are going to park for 5 minutes and get in and out. They can't do that, right?
There's so many problems, Dom, with the proposals that they have now. They're ill-considered. The city has admitted to me in the litigation that I've had so far that they have done no engineering studies. Can you imagine, Dom? They're going to completely reconfigure the traffic pattern on the entirety of Spruce Street and Pine Street, and they haven't done an engineering study.
Well,
I mean, what
George,
kind of craziness is
yeah,
that?
Well, to me, it's and it comes back to Kenny. He was the first on this. Look,
yeah,
it's fine to be healthy and helpful and ride bikes
absolutely.
And all that. But he was the guy that tapped into the bike lanes way back when. You got a kind of a rogue group there at times. Some of these people on bikes and what they say and what they do rule. And I think you're really on to something coming off this decision, kind of jumping into that. A legislature would be the people to do this. They got to consider everything, and it's got to be
massive
to do this.
You put your finger right on it, Dom. That's exactly what's going on. So, yeah, the ruling that we've obtained in this Columbus Holiday case, though great for Italian Americans, is going to have a significant impact on the way in which our mayoral and executive administration in Philadelphia operates in the future, because this opinion sets forth some real limitations that have been exceeded by many of the mayors in the past. And I think you're going to see some real impact from this decision.
Absolutely.
So,
George, really, again, I've told you this before. I've never seen the combination of somebody with the legal skill but also the media skill and the fighting skill. And that's what it takes. And also the persistence and the resources to do that. So with that being said, I know it might be underway. The Rizzo statue could be resolved at some point in maybe this year.
It is resolved. It is resolved. The city has agreed to not only give us the Rizzo statute back,
okay,
but to also pay for the repairs
wow.
of the Rizzo statute. And we are now seeking to confirm that settlement through the Art Commission, which is in accordance with the city charter provisions. And I hope to have a great, wonderful surprise announcement soon on exactly where that Rizzo statute is going to be replaced.
Ah, excellent. Well, when you want to pop that surprise, just pop in. We got to do a couple hours in studio on that. Anytime. Come
absolutely.
On in.
Yeah, it's going to be a great announcement, though, and people are going to be surprised where that statute's going to go.
Oh, man. All right.
And I think they're going to be delighted.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll start to speculate, not on the air, behind the scenes.
Okay.
But, George, congratulations on this. It is just a great honor to restore Columbus Day. And we'll partner with you and Jody to make this the biggest that we possibly can.
Absolutely. Let's make it the best.
All right. Thank you, George.
Thanks, Dom.
Thanks very much. All right, Dan, you missed that. Him lobbying for a grand marshal. Would you ride on a float with me? Would you provide cover? I mean, you're 6'8".
Probably
we're
going to
need some cover there. Not in South Philly, though. Notice they never come down and try to disrupt the parade because the gravy seals, guys like Frank are there and others. They don't come down. Somebody comes and yaps about
Tony
the Columbus statue.
Yeah,
but they don't come down en masse. That would be a mistake. So this year, the Columbus Day Parade.
So what do you hold up? Instead of a staff, you have a giant breadstick?
Ah, that's true. No, all you have to practice is how to wave. You don't wave. You do it like you're turning a light bulb.
Yeah, the royal kind of wave.
I've been told that. I did it in the Collingswood Parade. It was a big hit.
And an Italian parade, you're not required to kiss everybody on the cheek.
But you're required to be going like this, too, with your hands. And like you get blessings. You get blessings as you go down there, too. All right, we'll work on that. George is serious. That would be tremendous. I have to ask Greg if we could broadcast from there, though. Trying to think of the exact time of that. Maybe works. All right. So the man who saved Columbus Day, George, with us here on Talk Radio 1210. And you heard what he said. It's been agreed upon. Now it's just where will they place the Rizzo statue? Where would you put it? I thought it was Marconi right next to Columbus, but I don't know anything. That wouldn't be a surprise, though, would it? Well, I mean, he said a surprise. Where would it be a surprise? You got to place it somewhere where the mob can't burn it, pull it down. You know what I mean? And Marconi Plaza is a good spot. But you put them on, I'm trying to think of some Frank Rizzo-isms. Somewhere on Passyunk Avenue? I don't know if you can protect it enough there. Okay. Side question. You guys got my text. I'm sorry it was a little bit late. But I'll follow the will of the people here if you can make a case. I just thought it was a little harsh, Dan, when I started to look up.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Henry? You're this deciding vote here.
As long as we're not getting like personal with it, I think it would have been fine.
Let's just do fine.
Okay.
We can do.
Well, you're getting personal by saying they have bad.
Well, like, I don't know these people, so.
Well, okay.
We got to take people behind the scenes.
If you were like, my answer would be Henry, I'd be like, whoa, well, let's calm down here. I brushed my teeth this morning.
Okay. It's National Good Breath Day today, Dom.
Okay.
And I thought yesterday we could say, who is it that someone you'd imagine would have bad breath.
Okay.
But you know what? It is. It's kind of negative, and I'm feeling kind of, there's a lot negative in the world today. I feel like kind of positive. So maybe you're right here, Dom.
You know what? Let's let people respond to that. We'll do it tomorrow then, if that's the case.
Okay.
Pre-approved. I actually have somebody who you wouldn't think. I researched it a little bit. Jennifer Lawrence.
Wait, you researched who has bad?
Yeah, of who people
wait,
say
Jennifer
yes
Lawrence
it is.
Has bad breath. Like,
well,
sincerely?
The guy Liam. I think it's Liam. I say Liam. Liam Hemsworth, who was with her in The Hunger Games, said she would intentionally be eating tuna and other things like that.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Before, nothing wrong with tuna. I think this guy's too critical. So what
before
love scenes.
That's intentional.
Well, wait a minute. Jennifer Lawrence, though. You got to, a woman like that, you got to overlook the bad breath a little bit.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah. You guys are saying, oh, I'm not overlooking it. Yeah, right.
Be a professional, Jennifer.
I never like going down this path. So amazing. Turn off the radio. But if a woman's a 10 out of 10 and she has bad breath, it's immediately a game killer.
That's preposterous. I disagree with that. No male.
I don't come across a lot of women with bad breath, but that would be a serious turnoff. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, right. Listen, just let us know on Twitter, Colin. You believe in these guys. That's not true. That's not true. You may say that to yourself. Oh, this isn't as good as I thought, but come on. Suppose it were Sweeney right now. No, I'm not doing that.
Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah, Sydney Sweeney. Okay.
She might. She probably does have bad. She looks like she might.
All right.
Have bad
so we'll take a. I'll put it up on Twitter even. Let's see. Well, you put it at Dom Show 1210. And maybe I'm being too crazy about it. We'll do that tomorrow. That's one that I did find, though. Jerry Nadler was going to be one of my answers. That guy, it seems a little random. When I thought about this, I just thought, oh, my God.
I had one that was definite.
You want to say it now or hold it for tomorrow?
Am I allowed to say it?
Sure.
Alan Dershowitz.
Alan Dershowitz?
There's no way Dershowitz is good breath.
And it's the teeth?
It's the teeth. It's. I feel like the guy's probably a smoker.
Okay.
He looks like he loves coffee. I'm sorry. But.
All right. Let's see. We have that Alan Dershowitz.
But now I see what you're saying, though, because now I throw out Alan's name, I feel bad because he's a guy that graciously comes on a lot, and he's a really nice guy. And
well, listen to Cut 9, though, Dan. Maybe they think
it's
about Dershowitz. Dershowitz still goes to Martha's Vineyard. He tells me that all the time. He had a knockdown drag out with Larry David. Here's Alan Dershowitz at the farmer's market on Martha's Vineyard. And listen to what they're screaming at him.
In an effort to try to restore community and to ask you to sell me pierogi in the interest of keeping the island together.
Sell me a pierogi?
They wouldn't sell him a pierogi.
Oh, man!
I'd ask you to please just sell me any one of your products to show that you're prepared to sell.
This is horrible. This is sad.
There's more.
Anti-Zionism to decide which people will sell.
Anti-Semitic pierogies?
He's calling me an anti-Zionist.
Excuse me, this man is a saint.
Mm-hmm. I also offer you this book, which
thank you.
I signed it to you, Krem, learn the truth.
Thank you so much, Alan. Thank you so much. I am very surprised that you're here because of the things that you've been saying about us and the business.
They're just online. Yeah.
Well, good pierogies are a business, and Krem Miskevich is me. And
well, then sell him a pierogi, you clown.
I've been sharing in the last week since is it true?
Of course.
You have proved that I am an anti-Semite.
Yeah, you protested the Jewish Culture Festival last year, which had nothing to do with Israel or Zionism. It was just Jewish food, Jewish music, Jewish art, and you protested it, and the rabbi said that was an anti-Semitic act. Do you disagree with that?
Mm-hmm. I do disagree with that.
You think it's okay to protest Jewish cultural events and not be called an anti-Semite?
Thank
you. Okay, Henry, we've got enough. And then there's a line in here, Dan.
My man just wants his pillows.
Yeah, when they start screaming at him, My grandparents died in the Holocaust. Don't you call me an anti-Semite to Alan Dershowitz over a pierogi. All right, so I guess pierogis evoke strong
Yeah,
I guess we can do it. We'll save the farmer thing for tomorrow.
No, you want to do it?
Yeah, I think it'll work out.
Yeah.
I think, we just have to be, you're screening the calls.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to. If you think you can do that, I don't think you can.
I think outside the box, though, because anytime we do it, when it's always just like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, we're not. You're not going to win with that. I'm not going to take a whole array of Hillary Clinton calls on it. All right, Henry, who's yours?
Okay, so we are going with the bad breath here.
Yeah.
All right. I kind of had to readjust here. Let's go with Madonna. Just looks like she smells all around. Right. So,
well, no,
this got mean immediately.
I could see it.
Yeah.
No, that's not the okay. That,
well,
that
I'm just all around, but especially right, here, in the breath. Yeah.
Why am I blanking on the name? As soon as you said that, the former wife of Kurt Cobain, Courtney Love.
Courtney Love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you're getting. Sounds to me that would be pretty.
Well,
tough.
I feel like isn't she synonymous with a cigarette in her mouth too?
And I don't see hygiene being the top thing there. That she might be engaged in. All right, we'll see where we go with this.
I got a couple more if you want.
All right, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, here's a politician.
Yeah.
Lindsey Graham.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's definitely could be the case. Robert De Niro strikes me, now that you're talking about it, not to be political, but I do see something there.
Sounds like he has whiskey breath.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's implying. No, I don't think he's. No, I don't want to make that. One more for me. How about Steve Buscemi?
Is that the teeth thing, or is that just
the whole look?
The whole look. Okay, you can hit us with that. It's in for now. We may have to call an audible on that.
We do have a backup if people are.
We'll see. And you can hit me on Twitter at DomShow1210. Tomorrow, think farmers. Coming up though, at approximately 12:30. This is big issues, big guests. As I said, Dan, the text I saw, I think it said 12:32 when I responded. Yes. Mike Huckabee, who's a friend, is the ambassador. The president put him in charge with Witkoff of going to Gaza to tell us the straight story. Is Israel starving people? Is it Hamas? We'll ask him about that. Netanyahu says they are going to take over Gaza. And I'll ask him about anti-Semitism here. What's his sense of what's happening? Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. All right.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Tom Giordano, 855-839-1210. Coming up, from Israel, Ambassador Governor Mike Huckabee. I did an event with him over at the Media Theater. Book he had out, among other things. He's been a great friend to the show. And the president charged him and Steve Witkoff to go to Gaza because of what's happening there, starvation, and shake out exactly what needs to be done as a solution. I'll ask him about that, but now Netanyahu is saying that Israel is going to take over Gaza to settle things down. And I'm completely on board with that. That doesn't mean they're going to take it over forever. And Jeanine Pirro, and I realize it's a tough spot. She made a skillful presentation today about the death penalty for that maniac who was screaming, "I did it for Palestine," as he killed a young Jewish couple at a Jewish event in Washington. But the Harmeet Dillon, who I really like too, the two of them talking about hate crimes. And that's why it's worthy of the death penalty constantly. And there's no place for hate and all the rest of it. I think it's a bad road to go down. I realize, you know, some of it is lawyer stuff, but it went beyond that with some of the speakers. I don't care the motivation for killing a person. If it meets the standards of first degree murder, and I don't care about the person, how worthy they are or not. I think we got to hold the line here. You get the death penalty when you kill someone. Again, meeting whatever locale, whatever state or District of Columbia, whatever are the particular things there. All right, if that's Governor Huckabee, I think I'll go to him right now. Dan, you just got to tell me here. If not, we'll take a brief break and then we'll be ready to go. All right, 855-839-1210, you have a line. All right, let's go to Governor, Ambassador too. I always got to say Governor first. Mike Huckabee from Israel. Governor, I'm always going to call you that, but Ambassador also. Nobody, no better pick than putting you right there in the thick of the action.
You're very kind to say that. You can call me Mike. It's okay. Just don't call me Michael, because that's what I got called when my mother knew I was in trouble.
Well,
so if you can call me anything else,
I can
fine.
Call you Elvis Left the Building. You told me to say that if you remember at the Media Theater, and I did it dutifully. Absolutely. Yeah.
You have a great memory.
Oh, I can remember that
again.
Night.
It's been a while.
People that are not exactly conservative, some of them were there, you know, management and all that. They just said, well, you know, this guy's not a conservative. He's too much fun. It's too much. Come on. So
we had a great time.
Absolutely. So the president sending you and the special envoy to Gaza. What are your takeaways from that? What did you do and what did you see?
Two big takeaways from it. The first one was that the GHF plan that the president told us to put together and get stood up, it is actually working and working very well. Hamas hates that program. They hate it. And the reason is because they can't steal the food. And they're used to stealing the food. And last year they made $500 million,
$500 million, wow,
stealing food and selling it to the people that were supposed to be getting it for free in a humanitarian effort. So the first takeaway was that the system that we put in place at the direction of the president 2 months ago is working. Over 110 million meals have been served in 2 months. So that's the good news. The other real takeaway for me was talking to Gazans, people who live there. And here's what they told us. They hate Hamas. Hamas has ruined their lives. They've ruined their homes, their families, their communities. They hate Hamas. They don't hate the IDF. Contrary to what you would believe by watching some of the mainstream media, they don't blame Israel. They don't blame the IDF. They love America, but they don't want anything to do with Hamas. And every single one of them told the story of Hamas having killed at least one member of their family, murdering them when their family members were going to get food, or maybe they just somehow displeased Hamas. These are bloodthirsty savages.
So, Ambassador, how is Israel doing in ridding Gaza of Hamas? I mean, you're not a military guy, but you're a really sharp detail guy. Is that doable? Can it be done? Well, I want to couple it with something. I see this morning, and I think it seems to be pretty reliable, that Benjamin Netanyahu has said Israel will go in, I guess, to calm down Gaza, take over Gaza for some brief period of time. Is that your understanding?
It is. His cabinet is, in fact, meeting. Of course, here it's 7:30 in the evening, and his cabinet is in a meeting right this very minute, making a decision about what they're going to do and how they're going to go into Gaza and finish this off. There's controversy with it. I think they've tried in every possible way to end up with some negotiated way in which Hamas would leave. President Trump has been very clear. He said all along, Hamas can't stay, and they have no future in Gaza. And I think it's important that he's been consistent in that message, because leaving Hamas in power, even a little bit, even just letting them remain, would be the equivalent of letting the Nazis stay in Germany after World War II and maybe giving them a few seats in the parliament. I mean, nobody would have thought that was a good idea. Everyone would have said, no, they can't. After what they've done and the senseless slaughter of millions of people, they have to completely disappear. So I just can't understand why some people think that Israel ought to just walk away and let Hamas have at least a partial victory. Because, first of all, it's not going to make it better for the hostages. They're not going to let the hostages go over those conditions. If they would have, they would have already done it. It is risky for the hostages and their families. I won't tell you it isn't. But I'm not sure it's any more risky than what's happening if you saw the pictures of some of the hostages last weekend.
Exactly.
They were emaciated. And when people talk about there's hungry people in Gaza, I say, yeah, why don't we talk about the hostages and their hunger first? Because nobody's really talking about them. I'll tell you who is, though. And this was fascinating. Last week, something truly remarkable happened. All of the European countries like France and England and Ireland and the Netherlands, and even over on our side of the water, Canada, were condemning Israel and demanding that they cease the war. The Arab League, that's Saudi Arabia, it's Qatar, it's the Emirates, it's Bahrain, it's Egypt, it's Jordan. The entire Arab League issued a statement saying Hamas should completely disarm and let all of the hostages go. I want you to think about the contrast here. You have the Europeans that are supposed to be those representing Western civilization. They choose the bad guys, and they're putting all the pressure on Israel instead of Hamas. They've lined up, essentially, they don't think they did, but they lined up with Hamas. Hamas loved what they said. And all of the Muslim countries in the Arab League said, Hamas, you're evil. You've got to disarm, disappear, and let every hostage go. And I thought, that's who we need to listen to. My gosh, these are the people that are no friend of Israel on a natural basis, but they know the difference between right and wrong. It was a remarkable contrast.
And a media blackout here, Ambassador. We didn't have one word of that, no amplification of it, none of that. I wanted to double back and give you a chance, though. My wife has a tremendous amount of faith in you, not in the role that I have, but I've seen you up close. Just as the type of person you come across her. She doesn't follow the politics of it. And she said, hey, if he says it, given his background, she knows your religious background on issues like this, because she's very concerned about seeing the children, the stories we saw. CNN, thank God our friend, my friend Scott Jennings, was able to take some of this apart. You're busy with other things. It has been unbelievable, the stories that Israel is just trying to starve people out of Gaza. You're right there. You're in charge. And you've talked about what we've stood up in this program right now. So going forward, do you feel confident that this can work?
I truly do. It can work because you have a country like Israel who is being asked to do something no country in history has ever been asked to do, and that's feed the enemy while the war is still going on. And I challenged a CBS reporter today. She edited out all the things that I said, but she interviewed me this morning in Jerusalem. And she was trying to get me to admit or acknowledge or agree with that Israel was the reason for the starvation, the hunger, the deprivation.
Right.
I said, first of all, a lot of the pictures of the hunger are not true. One of them in the New York Times, for example, on the front page, they presented it as a picture of what was happening in Gaza. It turns out that the child that they took a picture of was not hungry. He had a congenital disease. He was in a family that everyone was well fed. So his was not starvation. Other pictures, one was from 2017, wasn't even during this period. Another one was a picture from Yemen, wasn't even from Gaza. Another was a picture of a child who also had cerebral palsy. They, in fact, they being the Israelis, sent him, transported him to Jordan to put him in the hospital so he could get medical treatment. So I said to her, if Israel is trying to commit genocide, they are really, really bad at it. Because the truth is, they could have committed genocide on October the 8th of 2023, the day after their own citizens were massacred and mutilated and humiliated, with women being raped and then dismembered before their families' eyes, when old people were set afire in wheelchairs in front of their families, when babies were beheaded and other babies were put in ovens. If Israel wanted to simply commit genocide, they could have done it. We saw what they can do in 12 days against Iran. I assure you, they could have done that very quickly to Gaza. So they're suffering. There are people that probably don't have enough food there. But if they don't, it's because Hamas has stolen the food that was intended for them. Over 2 million tons of food have been sent into Gaza. It would have fed the country for 2 years.
Exactly. Parting area for you, Ambassador. It's one thing, the usual suspects, New York Times, people on the left, people that are anti-Semitic. Large segments, sadly, of the Democrat leadership appear to be some of those things. But we're starting to see the Tucker Carlsons of the world, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and some of these others. They're trying to say that our involvement in Israel is akin to getting into unending wars. And you're a perfect guy to kind of break that down and tell us what you think.
Well, it's ridiculous on its face because we did get involved in the 12-day right. war with Iran. Right. It took us all of one day right. to do our part. Not one airplane was lost. Not one soldier was lost. Not one pair of boots ever went on the ground. I remember Tucker Carlson saying, if we get involved, there are going to be thousands of dead Americans. Well, I don't know. Where are they? The point is, it was never going to be some ground war that we were going to be in. Do you know how many times Israel has asked Americans to put boots on the ground and fight for them?
None that never. I know of.
Yeah. Not one time ever. Right. A lot of Americans don't understand that we give to Israel, but we get as much, if not more. And I see this every day from where I sit. And it's very painful for me to watch people with a real lack of information and understanding who just say, we have nothing to do with Israel. And I'm telling you, every enemy of Israel is the enemy of the United States. We've got to understand that the same mentality that struck us on 9/11 is the mindset and mentality, and it's the same level of evil that hit Israel on October the 7th. Iran has been saying for 46 years, death to Israel, death to America. Mm-hmm. Israel was simply and always the appetizer. We have always been the entree. And for Americans to be naive about what we're up against in the great global sense of people who want to destroy all of Western civilization and kill every last one of us, when they say from the river to the sea, they're not talking about a two-state solution. They're talking about a one-state solution, that Israel doesn't exist, and ultimately neither does the United States. I'll give you this one other fact, that when Gaza and Hamas were given billions upon billions of dollars over the past 20 years. They were given that money to build an economy, to prosper people. They could have been Singapore. They turned the place into Haiti. They built 500 miles of tunnels underground so that they would one day be able to sneak across, murder Jews, and then have a place to hide. Do you realize the tunnels they built are larger than the London Underground?
Wow.
And with all the billions of dollars, a lot of which was given to the United States, I want to know, when will Tucker and Candace and the others lament the billions of dollars that was wasted on Gaza through Hamas, and rather than recognize that with Israel, we have a partner with whom we share intelligence, military capacity, and who, in fact, have been the tip of the spear on our behalf going into some of these horrible countries like Iran, and pushing back on the very terror regime that is ultimately coming to kill us.
Ambassador, thank you as always. Hope that you're coming back to the States sometimes where we can see you in person and strike up the conversation again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. Have a great week.
All right. There's Ambassador Mike Huckabee here on Talk Radio 1210. And toward the end, asking Tucker Carlson, Candace, it's anti-Israel stuff, this anti-Semitism. Well, and the Candace, yeah. And Tucker Carlson, what else would we say about it? I'd love to get your response. Thanks to Dan and Henry here producing. Big issues, big guests. You just heard Mike Huckabee, ambassador there in Israel, just back from Gaza. His sense of all of this stuff. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push #1210 and we'll get you on board. All right. I haven't been telling you for a while about my friend, board-certified prostodontist, and my dentist for about 10 years, Dr. Robert Bentz. I'm thrilled to tell you the great news that Dr. Bentz is expanding his services and availability. And that's great when you become a patient, with a new prostodontist joining the team in September. So if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe you've been putting off seeing a dentist, or you're with a general dentist who could use some backup on the really complicated things that Dr. Bentz can handle, the Bentz Dental Group is your number one solutions provider. Now, I've been seeing Dr. Bentz, as I said, for 10 years, always happy with what he and his team have done for me and my oral health. You'll get the same treatment. Get on the road to great dental health and that smile that you've always wanted. Get that appointment now. Get that initial look-see. Call 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949 or visit BentzDentalGroup.com. Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, Dom Giordano show. So Henry and Dan are diligent here. We're going to try to get that up on Twitter. When you see it on my Twitter or Talk Radio 1210 Twitter, please share it. Share it. as far as you can. I thought that was great stuff from Mike Huckabee. And I am tired of Candace Owens is buffoonish at this point and hateful, going around trying to prove that Mrs. Macron has a penis, apparently, while she's not firing away at Israel. And Tucker Carlson's a brilliant guy, but he's lost his way. No, we're not getting into unending wars there with Israel. Not in the least. And I'm so glad he came on today. He's not doing a whole lot of interviews, and you heard his take spearheading the mission there in Gaza. They have to take out Hamas. This is not an easy thing. I think some of the coverage that we've seen is probably real, that it's very difficult for kids in Gaza. Is that Israel doing that? President Trump has intervened. You heard what he talked about our program. Trump personally was intervened, putting Huckabee and Witkoff in there. So it is just being there once. It is hard to imagine how difficult the whole situation is. And he's right. They gave them Gaza to have a place to build that up. And instead, outfits like Hamas. And you don't need to have the entirety of the population. All you need are killers like that to be 10, 15, 20% back to their own families. And you have no shot. And it goes on there again and again and again. So I'd love to get your reaction to that. If you differ and think this is an unending war thing, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Tucker Carlson and a gaggle of people. No, it's not. There's not a sense we're going to be drawn into this. But again, you heard his report just coming from Gaza. That's important. All right, let's go to Gary in Newtown. And Gary, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Dom, how are you?
Good.
Grand Poobah.
Good.
Grand Poobah, right?
Yeah.
That's where you're going
right.
to be?
Yeah. Oh, you mean the parade. Hey, it would be the honor of a lifetime. I think we could get at least 1,000 protesters to view the parade. Yes, I'll throw beads along, whatever they want me to do.
Irish American being there in your support.
Yeah, well, absolutely, Gary. Thank you.
You're welcome. So on the bad breath thing, one of the worst things that could happen for me, since I've never smoked a cigarette, was to lock lips with anybody that did just smoke a cigarette, especially with bad, I'll say, a couple of hour old coffee. There's nothing worse. In fact, when my wife and I when we just started dating, she never really smoked unless we were out or unless she was out. And I told her my affinity for smoking. And one night we were out, we're dancing or whatever, and she came back. And when we locked lips, it was evident she had smoked a cigarette or, you know, a little bit of it.
Divorce.
I said, hey,
divorce.
Not really sure where you stand with this, but I'm just telling you, I'm going home because you know where I stand.
Oh.
And we broke up for
what?
We broke up for a week.
Oh my God. Wow.
So going back to where you said she could be a 10.
Yes.
If she smoked, I'm not dating that girl. I'm talking, it doesn't
you're
matter.
You're all liars. So look, you know what? We threatened it the last time. I was looking for something good with Mulligans this time.
That's
what we're doing. I'm getting the lie detector guy to come this time, and that's going to be the lie detector test. I got it, Henry. Finally,
I'm first in line.
All right, Pat Malloy, I'll pay the guy to come down. We'll treat him to dinner. Everything else, you got to get the lie detector guy to come to Mulligan's on August 15th. Gary, you are first. We'll ask you your name, rank, and serial number. Then I'm going to say a few women like this, but they have smoker's breath, and you're going to tell us no. Get out of here. We'll see.
You can put them in front of me with their, you know, almost no clothes on. I'll still say no.
All right. Well, Mulligans might arrange that. Johnny is a generous man when it comes to what we ask him to do. All right. But Pat Malloy, I know you're listening. Pat,
for one
second.
I'm going to set this up.
Go ahead.
In the middle of the Bahamas. You've been drinking rum for 30 days straight.
Yeah.
And you are now Johnny Depp, and you're going to lip lock somebody. These got awful teeth. Awful breath, no way.
Yeah, you know what? We're centering on people that we think, and you know the backstory with the wife and all, the hygiene is kind of lacking. Yeah, Johnny Depp would definitely be a guy I wouldn't trust the breath of. You're right. All right, Dan, while you were out there, Gary of Newtown gave us the idea. He's with you and Henry saying he's not going to date this woman with smoker's breath, not even bad breath, but smoker's breath. Pat Malloy, you got to come through. That's what we'll be doing at Mulligan's, the lie detector. And he wants to be first. All right, we'll put him first, but Dan or Henry have to be second here. And I'll give them some names, and then they can deny they would be attracted. That's it. Get out of here.
Can we also do like a breathalyzer, but rig it for bad breath? And
yeah.
Like a breath ranking?
A breath ranking. Is there such a device? Come on, Pat Malloy. I don't care if you're resting. Let the guy go. Give him a break here on this. Just you know, they're speeding at it. It wasn't too fast. All right, we'll hook that up.
Oh, they do make something for it. It's called
a
bristle bad breath test.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right.
What kind of units is that?
I'm going to go and gargle for the next four-minute break.
Halitosis detector.
No, Dr. Bentz.
One out of five.
One of his big things is to, every time you brush your teeth, or he says five or six times a day, Listerine. Just for germ killing,
oh, yeah?
Not for breath
killing.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, can you imagine if you had a dentist with bad breath? Oh, that's got to be very
They wear
difficult.
The mask when they're checking you out.
Yeah, exactly.
Give you an accurate result based on the condition of your mouth with the 0 to 4 levels. So I guess if you have a level 4 bad breath, it's a bad thing.
Yeah, again, right. And what units? What are these units of measurement?
Yeah. Yeah, what are the breathalyzer units of measurements? The breathometers.
Breathometers.
Okay. We'll see if we can make this happen. Remember, Mulligan's is August 15th. We're going to have a great time. We got some people already lined up that we'll be telling you about. But I think the lie detector, we didn't do it the last time, just couldn't arrange it, would be great on this. All right, you got the side question. Boy, what a first hour. Mike Huckabee and George Picchetto here. Coming up, we are going to talk to the guy who was the former homeless czar in two administrations. And he's coming on because President Trump has issued an executive order on homelessness and how to deal with it. And he'll describe that. He'll break that down. But I want your reaction to Mike Huckabee, because that was as thoughtful on the point as it gets. And calling out, when I asked him about it, Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens, particularly Owens, Carlson too. I mean, he's rational at least. It's stunning, this antagonism toward Israel and the attacks that are involved. Of course, I'm glad the president and Huckabee amplified that. Really put in a lot more food supplies in the way of doing it so that this is being taken care of. All right, we got a lot of stuff still happening. Jump on board, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.